Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
One of the big things that I think John Tester let slip in the debate last night, if you guys have heard me talk about veterans issues, VA issues on this show before, John Tester, I've known this since day one. The guy is a far left-wing activist. His goal when it comes to VA, healthcare, and veterans is like his goal with everything else. His only desire is bigger government, not better government. His only desire, his only goal is bigger government. We saw better government when Donald J. Trump was president of the United States and Republicans were running the VA. President Trump fought to make sure that if there were bad actors that were responsible for mistreatment of our veterans within the VA bureaucracy, that they would be held accountable, that they could actually be fired. Democrats have resisted that type of a change forever. But also when it comes to better government, not just bigger government. See, John Tester, he just wants to build more government buildings and hire more government employees. That's what he cares about, because more federal employees are more likely to vote for Democrats. So he doesn't care about the actual veterans getting better service. He cares about getting elected. He cares about votes. He cares about expanding the size and scope of the federal government. And basically what has happened now is, since the Democrats are in charge of the VA, we've seen a decline in the VA services for veterans. Now, local clinics, local nurses, local docs, they do a great job. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this bureaucracy, which does not want veterans to have freedom in healthcare, to go to the hospital across town for treatment or for services, because, see, they want you to have to be forced to drive to some government facility. So they've been undermining something that is known as community care. Let me go to about 27 minutes or so into the debate. I'm looking at the transcript because while I was watching the debate last night, I also recorded the audio so that we could have a transcript available, so that, like, if you watched the debate between Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and liberal Senator John Tester last night, and there was a part that stood out to you, I can go find that exact spot in the debate, in the hour or so debate here. At one point, basically, liberal Senator John Tester, I think he basically attacked and criticized a group called Concerned Veterans for America, which was started by Pete Hegseth. Let's see Tim's response here.
Well, he's referring to an organization called Concerned Veterans for America, and all those people I was sitting with are also disabled veterans and wounded veterans like myself, who come home and realize that the handoff from the military to the VA is a broken system. The VA is an organization filled with a lot of great people who unfortunately are failing within a sclerotic bureaucracy that is not meeting the needs of our veterans.
All right, we've got Chris Ingot with Concerned Veterans for America, Montana, that very organization, here to respond right after this break.
Democracy 24.
It's debate night for the vice presidential candidates. They will face off at CBS studios in New York. Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz has mocked Ohio Senator J.D. Vance on the campaign trail for his comments about migrants and childless cat ladies and for going to an Ivy League college. He said at a rally in early September,
"You go off to Yale, you get a philosophy major, you write a best-selling book, trash the very people you grew up with. Just don't come back to Erie and tell us how to run our lives. Don't do that.
Last month in Philadelphia, Vance said 25% of everything that comes out of Walz' mouth about his military service is a lie.
The closest Tim Walz has ever come to combat, even though he says he carried a weapon in war, the closest Tim Walz has ever come to combat is when he let rioters burn Minneapolis to the ground a few years ago, right?
In the Real Clear Politics average, Walz's favorable rating is ahead of his unfavorable by a point, but Vance's unfavorable number is 10 points higher than his favorable rating. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will range from the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, clear and quiet, with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And then the outlook for Wednesday just calls for more sunshine, and temperatures will stay pretty mild, with high temperatures from the lower to middle 70s around the region. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
If the environmental wackos keep saying that coal is dead, then why did I just see a train load full of coal just roll past my house? Plus, where is that coal headed anyway? That's some of the messages we've been getting from our radio listeners recently on Montana Talks. Well, we got some great answers in Roundup at the Montana Coal Rally on Friday night, telling you where that coal is going. And we were there, of course, to show support for Montana coal jobs. Full story, go to MontanaTalks.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, great to have Chris Singett in studio with us here the day after the Sheehy tester debate last night. So a lot of conversation about veterans that came up in the debate last night with a Navy SEAL veteran, Tim Sheehy, an actual veteran, a combat wounded, disabled veteran. So he knows a thing or two about this very topic. And then, of course, liberal Senator John Tester, who is the chairman of the Senate VA committee. And under his watch, look at how things have been going in the wrong direction. But anyway, Chris Singett is a senior advisor for Concerned Veterans for America Action, for CVA Action, and in the house with us right now. Chris, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Aaron. Glad to be back.
Yeah, what stood out? You've been hosting town hall meetings all across Montana, by the way, through Concerned Veterans for America Montana. But today, you know, talking straight up politics with CVA Action. But man, what stood out to you in this debate last night?
I think what really stood out is that finally the conversation is switching to veterans aren't getting the care that we were promised. We're not getting taken care of. Having Tim actually stand up there and talk about his friends that have struggled to get care in the VA, that people that he knows personally, it's not these anecdotal conversations anymore. It's actual real life. And talking about his friend that lost half of his body in combat to be able to come back home, have multiple surgeries, and will no longer use the VA, I think is very indicative that there is a problem, and a very systemic problem that's not being addressed.
By the way, one random thing that I noticed last night, John Tester kept talking about, well, I have a bill that would do this. I have a bill that would do that. Well, why haven't you done it then, John?
Right.
Like, what's the freaking holdup, man? Like, you've been in office for almost 2 decades in Washington, D.C. Like you've racked up a good restaurant bill. How come you haven't passed these bills that you keep talking about? But there was a press release from him. I want to reopen the VA clinic on the Blackfeet Reservation.
Well, what's the holdup been, John? Like, and why did it shut down in the first place? It's just like, my goodness, the guy is up there bragging about his own failures.
Right, and when we look at all the different bills that he's supporting in order to supposedly get veterans more care and more choices and more options, we're not seeing that on the ground. I think these are bills that he's trying to put out that sound good, they feel good, but they don't actually do something on the ground, and that's what veterans care about today. That's what Tim Sheehy really is standing up and saying, we've said this for long enough, nothing has changed, nothing's happened, and we need to make a change. We need to give veterans their choice and give them their options and stop letting the bureaucrats play with the veterans' life. And I really liked how Tim put that we're using veterans as a political prop to get votes when veterans are struggling, dying, and committing suicide in record numbers and on John Tester's watch.
That's actually the soundbite that I wanted to cue up here so that our listeners could hear it in Tim Sheehy's own words and then get your reaction to this. This was about 28 minutes into the debate last night.
Well, I'm tired of hearing politicians use veterans as a political prop. The truth is, the VA is not doing very well. I have plenty of friends, combat wounded, one without any legs, who's on his 119th surgery, I think. And I don't know, I think 25 surgeries ago, he stopped dealing with the VA. They took away his caregiver status for his family. Body on the battlefield in Afghanistan. Our veterans are not getting the care they need from the VA. That's been the case for a long time. And as a member of the VA committee for many, many years, Senator Tester knows that. We are not meeting the needs. And building more VA clinics isn't the answer. Building VA clinics we can't fill isn't the answer. And he's resisted community care options in the VA. When veterans groups have come in and tried to enhance community care to give veterans more control over their health care instead of having it controlled by the VA, he's worked against that. Because instead of caring for the veterans, it's about the federal employee unions at the VA. It's about time we put veterans first in our VA management policies. We got to make sure they're getting the care they need. Come home from war. And right now in Montana, we're failing.
Wow, what a great response. I was listening to that last night, but going back and listening to it again, that is a bold statement there. He wasn't just virtue signaling and pandering and sucking up. He's saying what needed to be said.
Well, and I think the reality is veterans are very intelligent and they're very smart and they know what they need and they know that the VA is not actually getting them the care that they need. And when you look at all the statistics, you look at the numbers of veterans that are starting to use more care in the community, requesting that more and more, and you see that usage start to go up and the actual VA clinics start to decrease, I think that's indicative of that the veterans see the problem and they're choosing to use alternate therapies and alternate medications and alternate appointments and finding the way to get their life to move forward, and John Tester is very systematically trying to work against that. He had a bill last year making Care in the Community Work for Veterans Act, which he didn't talk about in the debate, but it would have reduced mental health care access to veterans in crisis. It would have required a veteran to call the VA 48 hours in advance when they needed an urgent care appointment, putting the bureaucracy again back in charge of a veteran's health care. And when you look at the VA, the urgent care program is the only choice that veterans truly have in the VA right now, and John Tester tried to take that away.
Well, and it was interesting, too. Part of that back and forth there is as well, and what led into that was just a conversation over health care in general. And John Tester talked about how the IHS, the Indian Health Services, does not have the funding that they need. Well, John, you've been giving all this money to illegal aliens in all these other countries. Oh, but we don't have enough money for veterans to get treatment right now. Oh, but you don't have enough money for the Indian Health Services. Oh, but you've had plenty of money for illegal aliens in all these other countries all over the world. If Zelensky flew in right now, nope, here you go, a few more billion dollars.
Right, and I think it just goes back to show that the veteran is not the centric part of this Veteran Healthcare Association. We need to put the veteran back in charge of their healthcare decisions, get the bureaucracy out, and allow them to have choice and options. And that's, I talk to veterans every single day, and that's what they want. They want to be able to just get an appointment and move on with their life.
All right, more debate reaction. Chris Ingot, you want to stick around with us after the break? We'll chat a little more after this.
For sure.
You want to stick around?
Absolutely.
Okay, stand by. And then if you want to jump in on the phone lines as well, you can give us a call, 406-294-0970. By the way, the full video of that debate is at MontanaTalks.com right now.
Democracy 24.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking.
That was Vice President Harris at the debate. Some are skeptical of Harris's changed position on fracking since she strongly opposed it when she ran for president 4 years ago. with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro telling Fox that he thinks her willingness to change is a strength.
When you're willing to listen, you're willing to incorporate people's views into your own positions, your own thinking, I think it shows that she has heard the good people of Pennsylvania.
The good people of Pennsylvania may or may not buy the switch, but the Trump campaign certainly isn't. Telling Fox Business in a statement that says no one has done more damage to the oil and gas industry than Harris. At the Liberty Power Plant in southwestern Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Flott, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will range from the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, clear and quiet, with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And then the outlook for Wednesday, just call for more sunshine, and temperatures will stay pretty mild, with high temperatures from the lower to middle 70s around the region. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, we got a busy week lined up for you with Montana Talks. Wednesday, we're going to be live from Great Falls for the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association annual meeting. Thursday, live from Whitefish for the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting. So Tuesday, we better keep the phone lines open for you. Maybe we'll see if that Joker guy from X wants to stick around as well. Tuesday's Montana Talks, taking your phone calls and more. Catch us statewide right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Last week in Lewistown, the Montana Grain Growers continued their Grains of Wisdom series. And while attendees received an update on the issues impacting farmers on the state and national level, they also gathered around to discuss the 2024 harvest and the 2025 planting season. Brandon Udelhoven from Winifred attended the event.
Feel pretty blessed to get what we did. We were bone dry, got busy on combines during harvest. When you're sitting in a climate control cab and not in the trucks like some of the other guys, you kind of forget how hot and dry it was getting. We couldn't get anything done until this rain, but now we got some weed germination. Plan is to start spraying tomorrow and hopefully seeding the day after.
The event also gave attendees a chance to hear firsthand what is going on the state and national level impacting family farmers.
The advocacy and lobbying they've done over the years has paid huge dividends for the Montana farm industry. A lot of the policies that are in place are direct results of the lobbying they have done. It's kind of relieving to see that they're pushing to get a farm bill done. We need that safety net behind us. As a young guy, I don't have a lot of equity to fall back on. You know, it's kind of hand to mouth, the cash flow from year to year, and even $6 a week doesn't go real far in today's world.
Again, that was Winifred's Brandon Udelhoven. Speaking of winter wheat planting here in Montana, 61% of the winter wheat has been planted as of Sunday, 14 percentage points above the five-year average. I'm Lane Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got a funny message for you from the Montana Talks app, and then I got a serious message for you that'll get us back on track here. So, you never know what we're going to talk about here on Montana Talks. So, what was it, 6:50 this morning? So, about a half an hour ago, and I shared this highlight from the Senate debate last night between Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester. And the soundbite that I shared was Tim Sheehy, and he shared this video via X. While I was fighting in Afghanistan, John Tester, the number one recipient of lobbyist cash in the country, was taking backroom deals and eating lobbyist steak back in Washington, D.C. And then I read the comments, and I was like, oh, man, these people are harsh. Mark O'Neill said Tester was eating a lot more than lobbyist steak. He was eating carrot cake, apple pie, rhubarb crumble, cheesecake, tiramisu, layer cake, pudding, Jell-O, ice cream, German chocolate cake, and then Sherry. Oh, man, Sherry Lucas, she went hardcore. So I shared this comment from Sherry Lucas. Even I was clutching pearls over this one. She says this: Tester is a fat, lazy, globalist scumbag, and everyone knows it. He is not for the people. He is for the highest bidder. Whoa. Anyway, we got a message from Tim in Billings. He said, Sherry from the top rope with the people's elbow to put Tester out for the count. Tim, thanks for that message. All right, on a more serious note, Tom in Billings messaged us this. Being a wounded Gulf War veteran, I was told by the VA that I will not get help with my service-related injury because the funds are not available right now. Thanks, John Tester. Chris Ingett, he's a senior advisor for Concerned Veterans for America Action, for CVA Action. I've been hearing this from a lot of veterans across the state that right now, because of this massive deficit in the VA right now, after they gave millions of dollars in bonuses to VA bureaucrats, they're telling veterans that we will not pay for your treatment right now for a while to come, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that you have veterans who served our country and fought to defend our freedoms are coming home broken because of that service, and the VA's telling them, yeah, we can't take care of you. Where's the accountability there? Why is John Tester not standing up and holding the VA accountable? And you're right, I hear these stories all the time of veterans not getting the prescriptions they need, not being able to get their appointments, not being able to get things taken care of in a timely fashion, or waiting months and months in order to get an appointment. Every single day I get to hear these stories, and to have John Tester stand up there and say that veterans like the health care that they get in the VA, and the VA is doing amazing work, it's just absolutely not true.
You know, it's funny, there a couple of weeks ago or so, there was a TV station's news story in on Facebook, and people were commenting on it, and one of my Democrat fellow veteran friends was commenting on there. It was about, you know, Governor Gianforte releasing his tax returns, and I was like, he has released his tax returns. He even did it back in 2016. And this, you know, veteran friend of mine, who happens to be a Democrat, he said, I had forgotten about that. But hey, thanks for coming. I was like, hey, man, yeah, good chatting with you, you know. And I said, good chatting with you, brother. Hope you're well, right? That's just how we roll as not just veterans, but as Montanans. The point being is that you and I have served with people of all different stripes and backgrounds. So is Tim Sheehy. John Tester, for the second time, he didn't do it in the first debate. He couldn't even do it last night. He couldn't even simply say to Tim Sheehy, thanks for your service. Couldn't thank Tim Sheehy's wife, Carmen, for her service. Like, we can all disagree on politics and different issues. We all have different ideas on how to fix the VA. But if this Washington fat cat John Tester can't even be man enough to say thanks for your service, don't you come back and pretend to be a friend of the veterans. I just thought it was a total dirtbag move by John Tester.
Yeah, it has happened twice that John Tester has had an opportunity to thank him for his service. But I really think it goes back to this idea that he says these things over here in one hand in order to get the votes that he needs, and then over on the other side he's doing something completely different and the opposite of what he's telling everyone he's doing. And we're seeing it time and time and again that it's about the bureaucracy, it's about the systems, it's about the union that he's trying to protect, and the veteran's life it becomes irrelevant in that equation.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, Chris Ingett, thanks for all you do for your fellow veterans. You've been, like I say, you've been doing town hall meetings on vets issues all across the state, just doing yeoman's work. So thanks for continuing to serve.
Absolutely. Thanks for allowing me to come on and talk about this and remind everyone that if you care about your veterans and you care about getting them the help that they need, then we need somebody like Tim Sheehy in there.
Well, you are special, but you don't have to be special to be on the show. We let anybody call in. So, it's great having you in, especially for some special reaction to the debate last night. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. We got to get the Fox News update in here. We got phone lines open for you. If you want to weigh in, 406-294-0970. And then in a few minutes, Henry Kriegel with America. Yeah, throw the headset on here real fast. We got a message from Chuck in Billings. Sorry, we just now got this one here. Chuck in Billings says, I am a 90% disabled veteran that retired Because I don't meet all of the ridiculous wickets, I only receive disability and not my pension. I know that I'm not the only vet in this situation. Can CVA help fix this abnormality? It's not about the money. It's about the principle. I worked for my pension. I got hurt doing it. Those should be separate things. Anyway, your thoughts, Chris.
Yeah, I know that there's been some stuff that has come out here recently about trying to do that. I know for veterans that are injured in combat, there's this program called the CRSC that allows them to receive their disability and their pension concurrently, but you do have to apply for that. And so I know a lot of veterans do struggle with the fact that they got injured taking their service very seriously, and then they come home and they're not taken seriously. And then all of that pension, everything that they did to earn that, they just don't get it. They have to pick one or the other. I don't think it's quite appropriate either. We should definitely be looking at ways that we can give them what they've earned, because this stuff isn't charity. It's not just a handout to veterans. Veterans have earned this, and we have to make sure that that's the way we look at it. And I don't think John Tester looks at it like this is what veterans have earned and what they deserve. It's something that we're giving them because they deserve to get it, and that's not the case at all.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is not necessarily a VA veterans issue, but veterans would be interested in this, as all Americans would. I thought this was interesting. So John Tester talked. He was bragging about, I'm the Military Construction Appropriation Subcommittee Chairman. Well, Lottie freaking da, man. What have you done with the position? It was just a very quick, like, one-liner, but he was talking about the Sentinel missile upgrade, which is all these nuclear missile silos across Montana. Well, we're funding, because Tim Sheehy was making the point that our military is a wreck right now,
right,
because of the Biden-Harris Tester regime and their woke policies. I mean, they're destroying our military. I think that's something that's important to all of us as veterans. Like, we don't want to see the military we served in be in such a weakened state like it is right now. And John Tester's response was, well, we're funding our military. We're funding the Sentinel missile upgrade. Okay, that Sentinel missile system is way over budget.
Right.
You know, way, way, way over budget. Cost overruns to where they almost had to go back to Congress just to keep the program going because it was so badly over budget. And it's way behind schedule. So not something to really brag about there, John.
Well, and you have this comment from the gentleman here in Billings this morning that if these are the things that are going to happen to veterans when they come home, if this is what you have to either pick between disability or your pension, why would these veterans actually help recruit more people? And you can look at the recruiting crisis and go, we're not taking care of them while they're in the service, and we're not taking care of them when they come home. Why would they want to join?
Yeah, and yet Kamala Harris will pay for sex change surgeries for illegal aliens. But veterans can't get healthcare treatment right now. There's a t-shirt for that. I think it's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, I think. All right, Chris, good to see you.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If the environmental wackos keep saying that coal is dead, then why did I just see a train load full of coal just roll past my house? Plus, where is that coal headed anyway? That's some of the messages we've been getting from our radio listeners recently on Montana Talks. Well, we got some great answers in Roundup at the Montana Coal Rally on Friday night, telling you where that coal is going. And we were there, of course, to show support for Montana coal jobs. Full story, go to MontanaTalks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, Casey and Bozeman. It did not come up, but that topic should have come up. I don't know if Tim Sheehy had mentioned it when it came up or when other topics were brought up, but yeah. Yeah, no, I think the debate moderators missed a very good opportunity to get this very important topic. I think this is the sleeper issue. Okay, first off, here's the message from KC in Bozeman. Aaron, I missed the debate last night. Did the topic of boys in girls' bathrooms come up? That topic did not come up. No, I think the debate moderators had a great opportunity to talk about and raise the issue of men in women's sports. John Tester, of course, voted to allow men into girls' sports, men into girls' bathrooms, et cetera. Remember, big issue on the University of Montana campus because a couple female athletes rejected a paid political endorsement deal, and they cited John Tester's vote allowing men and girls sports as their reason for rejecting a paid political endorsement supporting him. So that would have been a very good back and forth. But most of the issues were the topics that the left wanted to bring up. Nonetheless, Tim Sheehy still clearly was the winner of the debate last night. Henry Kriegel is with AFP Action. He's the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Montana, and he's here with AFP Action today. Henry, what'd you think of the debate last night?
Well, I thought that it was a good debate. I thought Tim Sheehy did very well. John Tester is a formidable opponent, and he's a very clever debater. You know, you work in politics for 40 years, and nearly two decades in the U.S. Senate, and as chair of a Senate committee. You learn how to debate. You learn how to, use and words to your advantage. But the truth of the matter is that John Tester has failed Montanans. He talks a good game, and he looks a good game once every 6 years, and he votes like a liberal. He votes with Biden-Harris 95% of the time. He touts this immigration reform bill that he and a handful of Republicans support of as some great solve to the problem. And the truth of the matter is, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris could settle it with an executive order just like Trump did when he was in office, and that bill would not have solved the problem. In fact, John Tester has voted consistently against the wall and has spoken out against the need for building a wall. So he can speak you call him Two-Faced Tester, and that's a good name for him. Well, you got Tim Sheehy. First thing he did when it comes to Montana, after retiring as a decorated Navy SEAL, him and his wife Carmen, is that he rebuilds the technology used to hunt down terrorists in the Middle East, and he wants to use that on the border to help secure the border, along with the wall of technology. And the ICE agents who loved it said, no way, because our politicians and our higher-ups won't let us use it. So the first thing he did was wanting to secure the border, because we need to do that. It has made every town, every city, every state susceptible to the fentanyl crisis. Our communities are no longer safe. And that's the challenge. So we need new, fresh leadership. And just the image of Tim Sheehy, the fact that he is a decorated Navy SEAL and a successful businessman and wants to do good, responding to the call of duty a second time and conveying that against a formidable, well-seasoned, well-funded opponent, I thought last night was a victory for Tim Sheehy. And the polls are indicating that. And the messages that we're getting at the doors from our canvassers around the state indicate that as well. They're tired of the rhetoric. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of politicians saying one thing and doing something else.
Yeah, no, I thought kind of the summary that you gave, it reminded me of what my friend Chris Shipp had to say last night via X.
Chris was the 2016 Montana state director for the Trump campaign, so he headed up the Montana for the Trump victory in 2016. But he said this. He says, John Tester is behind in the Montana Senate race, and tonight's debate clearly showed why that is. He is unable to defend over two decades of a far-left voting record that is out of step with Montanans. And Henry, to your point, you're right. John Tester is very crafty. He is a snake. I mean, I hate to say that about people, but that's just who this guy is. We're just calling it like it is here, right? He is a snake. He will say one thing and then he will do another, and he will do it consistently. And that's why we have been stuck with this guy for this long. But I think, you know, like you mentioned, you know, here we've got a fresh-faced Navy SEAL. A side-by-side between a fresh-faced Navy SEAL and this Washington fat cat, John Tester, the number one recipient of lobbyist cash in the entire country. And I think it's a contrast. And I think the University of Montana campus showed that contrast yesterday. And young people were out in force with Charlie Kirk and Tim Sheehy yesterday. And I think that contrast, it matters. And it's going to be a big part of the difference in this campaign. It matters to veterans. It matters to young people and more.
Absolutely. You're totally right on that. The contrast was visual. The contrast is in actual actions in life. Let's just look at the public lands issue for a moment that John Tester brought up early on. And while John Tester claims that he's all for public lands and criticizes Tim Sheehy's comments and affiliations, let's look at what they've done. John Tester has been silent while far-left environmentalist groups have tied up in litigation the healthy management of our forests, the thinning of our forests, the harvesting of timber that we could use to build homes in Montana. He's been silent while all that has been tied up in litigation. Our sawmills that were once, 50 sawmills in Montana were down to like three or four. In contrast, Tim Sheehy flies missions, which are life-threatening, to put out wildfires on public land, protecting personal property and protecting them. There's a stark difference between the actions of these two individuals. And Tim Sheehy affirmed that he's for public lands in public hands, managed locally, not by some federal bureaucrat more than 2,000 miles away. They don't do a good job of it at all.
Well, the best example of that is these good neighbor authority agreements that Governor Greg Gianforte is championing right now, where you've got federal lands that have been vastly mismanaged by the federal government, mainly because of these Democrat federal judges that constantly block timber projects. But they're effectively being managed by the state through these good neighbor authority agreements. So it's still federal land. It's still so-called public land in public hands, but it's being managed through the state. So then we can ramp up, fuel reduction efforts, timber harvests on those very lands. But because it's state management, we pull it out of those federal courts. We pull it out of the hands of those liberal federal judges. So that is the best example. And there's bipartisan support for these good neighbor authority agreements. So that's the best example of exactly what Tim Sheehy is talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tim's a part of a new generation of leadership. And he's, what I love about the guy is that it's not just words. He backs it with action. Even during the campaign, he was flying missions in the wildfires just outside of Helena.
Yeah.
which took the life of one of the pilots of these skimmer planes, because this is dangerous work. So every summer we experience smoke, intense smoke and fires throughout the state of Montana. In fact, it hurts our tourist economy, which is down considerably because people cancel their trips to Montana because of the poor quality of the air. So just think about that, people. Every summer we experience this pretty much without fail. And meanwhile, you've got Senator John Tester being quiet. Doesn't tell his allies on the left to stand down. We need to manage these forests in a healthy manner and let companies harvest timber for sale, for profit, for job creation, and for lowering housing costs.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead,
that's
they put out these ridiculous TV ads with a guy like Land Tawney dressed out in his camo with his hunting rifle. You see them run all the time. But do you know that he was on the Sportsman's for Obama campaign back in 2008?
Oh, that guy, Lantani, is a long-time Democrat operative.
Long-time Democrat operative, just like the guy before him in the previous ad, Sam Lundgren, who was part of Montana Hunters and Anglers, a group funded by far-left environmentalists.
Yeah, those organizations, Lantani is one of the founders of the Green Decoy Group. It's basically their radical environmentalists who come out and say, oh, no, we're just sportsmen. These guys were Baucus tester political operatives that started these phony green decoy groups to try to cut into the pro-gun crowd. All right, Henry, hold that thought. We'll come back to you right after the break.
Peace by peace.
Revolutionary artist Pharrell Williams invites you to Peace by Peace. A first-of-its-kind Lego movie event.
What if we told my story with Lego pieces?
Let's do it.
Discover what it takes to build the greatest hits with Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Pusha T, Gwen Stefani, and Snoop Dogg.
I was always a bad gangster, but you brought out the fun in me.
Hell yeah.
Peace by Peace.
Get tickets now for Peace by Peace. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Directed by Morgan Neville. Only in theaters October 11th.
Fox News commentary.
Nancy Pelosi's husband made a big stock sell-off at a very convenient time. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failer, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Nancy Pelosi, a career politician and so-called servant of the people, is worth a staggering amount of money. One has to wonder how that happens. Perhaps we should also ask Paul Pelosi, her husband, how he was so forward-thinking to sell off 2,000 shares worth between $500,000 and $1 million in Visa stock less than 3 months before the DOJ's antitrust lawsuit. The lawsuit claims the company illegally monopolized the debit card market and used its position to penalize customers and merchants who use other payment processors. Isn't it just amazing that Paul Pelosi, the husband of former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, knew to dump those stocks before the crap hit the fan? Well, in response, Nancy's camp told the New York Post, quote, Speaker Pelosi does not own any stocks and she has no prior knowledge or subsequent involvement in any transactions. Nancy might call this kind of behavior capitalism, but it sure reeks of insider trading. I'm Tommy Lahren and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
This is Fox on Justice. Texas Governor Greg Abbott emphasized just how dangerous the Tren de Aragua gang is, calling it the biggest threat right now and saying they're MS-13 on steroids. The governor says the gang is linked to more than 100 law enforcement investigations across the country. Back in the spring, there was a border riot in El Paso. A group of more than 100 illegal immigrants rushed the border fence. Abbott says about 100 people arrested have ties to the TDA. And this isn't just a Texas problem. The gang is also connected to cases in New York, Georgia, and recently in Aurora, Colorado. Security footage there went viral, showing armed men breaking into apartments. Law enforcement has said they believe some of the men have ties to Tren de Aragua. Governor Abbott says he is declaring the gang a foreign terrorist organization.
TDA is notorious for their brutal violence and murder, and their kidnapping, extortion, bribery, and trafficking of drugs, weapons.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Amber.com, list with Amber.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
We need a Spanish nickname for John Jackson. He just rolled into the house. He just rolled into the studio here. It's like, orale, way! Hey, John Jackson in the house coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. John, you want to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour? He's good. He's going to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour. That's good because we got a lot of trash to talk over the next couple of hours here. Evan in Belt sent us a great message on the Montana Talks app. Evan, do you mind if I save that for the 8 o'clock hour? Because I got a lot to sneak in here, and I want to get more reaction here from Henry Kriegel. Henry talked about the public lands conversation in the debate last night. Let me play a quick soundbite from what Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy had to say on that topic.
Well, I'll start with public lands belong to the public. That's you, the people of Montana. Public lands belong to the people, especially those who live amongst them. And I believe that if you're in Montana and you share a fence line with National Forest property, if you're a rancher who has a BLM grazing lease, if you live next to state trust land, you should have more input into what happens on that land than bureaucrats 3,000 miles away. You should have more input at how that forest is managed, how those species are managed, than environmental lawyers from Seattle or Europe or New York City. And what's happened to our public lands these last 30 years, in many cases, has been devastating. I see it every day in the wildfire crisis. I put my life on the line to protect our public lands, to protect our farms and ranches. That's a dangerous job. We tragically saw, a firefighting pilot be killed at the Horse Coast fire this summer. A lot of people go out in the line and put their lives on the line to protect our public land. How they're managed has become a broken system. We have bureaucrats making decisions, oftentimes who've never been to those lands. So public lands must always stay public. Public lands should stay in public hands, no question about it. But I believe in far more local input to make sure that those lands are managed in accordance with what's best for the local community.
All right, great response there by Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Henry Kriegel, what else stood out to you in the debate last night before we run out of time?
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. The one thing that did not really come up is the fact that John Tester has voted for bills that have increased the cost of living for Montanans. The Inflation Reduction Act and the American Rescue Plan has cost us trillions of dollars, adding to the national debt, but on a personal level has increased our cost of living. If you want to enjoy the same quality of life you had last year, it cost you more than $11,000. Just multiply that by more than 3 years. You got an increase in $33,000 in your cost of living just to maintain the same quality of life you had when Joe Biden took office. And who was behind that? Who cast deciding votes for that? They were 50-50 votes in the Senate. John Tester. And who broke the tie? Kamala Harris. So factor that in when you go to vote. That John Tester might say he's out for the people of Montana, but when you go buy gas and your gas is 60% higher in cost now than it was 3 years ago, or when you buy food and your eggs are, 40% more costly, or when you go dine out, your costs are 30% more. Just factor that. Just remember that John Tester voted for legislation that increased the cost of living that you're experiencing while your wages have not increased in a commensurate level. So it's a hidden tax on you and your family.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The border and the economy, the two biggest issues for Montanans, we know that. And yet, really, the economy hardly was brought up by the debate moderators last night. They kind of lumped in the economy and housing into one question. And even on that, John Tester didn't have an answer. He says, well, what I would do is this. John, you've been in elected office for nearly 30 years. It's not time to talk about what you would do. It's time to talk about what you have failed to do.
And Aaron, it's really important to look at what the moderators of the debate did. What questions that they raised to the top of their concern were the ones that they asked first or second. Whereas the economy and the cost of living and the border are the top two concerns facing Montanans. And they didn't, and that wasn't really addressed.
Yeah.
But in any case, Tim Sheehy did a great job. He'll be a great leader because he's been a winner in life. He's been a decorated war hero, and he will fight for us.
Hey, Henry, we got about 20 seconds to go. How can folks join your fight here with about a month to go?
Hey, check us out on Facebook at AFP Action Montana, or email me infomt@afpat.org. We'll get you hooked up.
Saving
all right.
Money, I'm Hillary Barsky.
All right, thanks, Henry.
Who doesn't like freebies? And your birthday can be a great time to score free treats from restaurants and retailers, according to NerdWallet. In order to score promotions, you'll need to provide your email address and information by signing up for rewards programs ahead of this special occasion. Birthday freebies span many categories, but the most popular is food. Like at Chili's, you can grab a free dessert on your birthday when you sign up for a my Chili's rewards. At Baskin & Robbins, if you create a Baskin & Robbins account and opt in to the Birthday Club, you'll get a free scoop. While at IHOP, you can get free birthday pancakes by signing up for IHOP's rewards program. And as far as retailers, members of Sephora's Beauty Insider program get a free product set during their birthday month. While at rival Ulta Beauty, members of its rewards program get a free birthday gift and earn double points on all purchases during their birthday month. And at Kohl's, rewards members get a special birthday gift. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.